Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we have Coco Janis, who is the Director of Community Engagement for Nevada School Choice, plus our Power Pundit panel. We're going to be talking presidential politics with Chris Wicker and Eric Herzig. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Coco Janis, who is the Director of Community Engagement for Nevada School Choice.
Partnership.
Coco, thank you very much for being here today. So let's just give people a little bit of an update on where we're at with the lawsuits dealing with the ESAs in the state of Nevada, educational savings accounts. Sorry, I'll try not to talk in acronyms.
Yeah, well, as you know, there were two cases. One was won about a month ago. When a judge in Nevada, in Las Vegas, Judge Johnson, decided that ESA is not unconstitutional, and that was a lawsuit that ACLU put against the ESA. Now ACLU decided that they're going to appeal that decision. We also had another appeal pending, and that was the appeal for the injunction that passed back on January. Both cases are going to be heard on July 29th, one at 10 o'clock in the morning and the other one at 11:30.
Now, this is good for the Supreme Court because the ACLU, they asked for additional time. They're trying to play the slow roll, which I guess is what you do. And there were two cases going forward. So the fact that the Supreme Court consolidated these cases and told the ACLU, no, you're going to hear it on July 29th, that's good for all the parents out there that are trying to make decisions about what they're going to be doing for next year, right?
Yes. We are very happy that they both are going to be heard the same day. Many of these parents, 6,000 already applied. Many are still applying, and they need to have an answer before the beginning of the new school year.
No, that's a certainty. Let's hope we can kind of get some certainty there so people know what they're doing. I know a lot of people are looking at this school choice, and they are trying to make the decisions, you know, where they want to send their kids to school. One of the criticisms that we've heard, and I think why you're in the role that you're in, mm-hmm. is most of the families that are applying for these educational savings accounts,
They are upper middle class. They are from the suburbs. They're trying to send their kids to another school on the government dime. You're not getting the kids where there's some challenges in the schools that they're at. Is that true? And what do you want to do to try to attract some of those families from some of those schools that are at risk?
Yeah, well, my commitment and my role, as you mentioned, is precisely to reach out to those communities that, whether because they are linguistically isolated, they don't speak the language, because they don't follow the legislation, because they don't get a newspaper at the door every day, for whatever reason, these communities are not informed of these opportunities being available to them. So my job is to go into churches and consulates and community leaders and talk about the program and help these families navigate the process of filling out this application and uploading the documents and feeling comfortable doing all these, knowing that they have a hand that is going to hold them. It's like in anything. When we talk about technology, early adopters are the people that are best informed. So the parents that are upper middle class follow the legislation and speak the language. And, of course, they were the first ones to jump on it because they were the first ones to be informed about it. But with our commitment to continue informing the families and helping them out through the process, we will see those numbers change.
All right. So where are the numbers right now? We have, what, 6,000 kids?
Yes, 6,000 applications were already filed.
Now, there's two different things. There's ESAs, educational savings accounts, and then there's also opportunity scholarships. So what is the difference? And which one, if I'm looking for a means to be able to send my kids to a private school, how do I know which one to choose?
You can choose both. Actually, they are both available. One is restricted in terms of income, and the other one is not. So the opportunity scholarship, which unfortunately by this time is already closing the process of new applicants, is a tax credit that companies, corporations received when they donate to three organizations that administer these scholarships.
And I know I've had some of my trucking companies, I got to give a little pitch out to those guys who have actually done that, who've been writing big checks to these opportunity scholarships. So just a little props to the trucking industry.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. This is only for children that want to go into private school. And this is only for children whose families produce less than 300% above what the federal government considers the poverty line.
So, what's that number?
For a family of four, it's about $70,000.
Okay.
So if you are there or below and you want to go into private school or want to send your children to private school, the opportunity scholarship is for you. Now, the ESA, which is a different law, one is AB 165 and SB 302 is ESA. ESA not only allows you as a parent to send your child to private school, it gives you a menu of options. You can be reimbursed to do homeschooling. You can pay for virtual academy. You can pay for tutors. You can pay for transportation. So it gives you a lot more to play with and is not restricted to your income or anything. ESA is pretty much for any parent that wants a better education for their children.
So really quick, and I'm going to go into this a little bit more after the break. So ESAs, that is still to be decided by the Supreme Court. But opportunity scholarships, even though the deadline's already passed, that is in law. People can take advantage of that.
So there's no legal issues, no battles. Yes, the opportunity scholarship is available, and it has no problems whatsoever.
All right, we're going to be right back talking education with Coco Janis next on Nevada Newsmakers.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking educational savings accounts, opportunity scholarships, and public education with Coco Janis, who is the Community Engagement Director for Nevada School Choice. So, Coco, talk to me about why you moved to a group like Nevada School Choice.
In my previous job, I was working in Title I schools with high number of parents that come from different countries, refugees, whose children were English language learners. My job was to help these parents close the achievement gap by giving them the tools to become better advocates and better teachers for their children. In my years working with those parents, I found, well, good news that many of them became everything that we hoped they wanted to become. But we also found a lot of pain and a lot of frustration. A lot of parents were looking for answers that were not given to them. Kids were being passed from grade to grade without knowing how to read and write.
That's usually the criticism. It's like, oh, hey, kids do bad because their parents don't care. But, I mean, you weren't seeing that. You were seeing where it wasn't necessarily a problem with the family as much as the system?
That is correct. These were families that were heavily engaged. They commit to a program that was 32 weeks long. They were investing in any way from 10 to 12 hours a week in the school site with me day after day. So these are parents heavily involved, and the more they knew, the more they realized that their kids were not being served well.
So why is that? How weren't they being served well? And how can school choice help those kids that are in those problem schools?
There is a number of reasons why the Clark County School District and our public school district in general here in Nevada is dysfunctional.
Washoe, too. I know a lot of people up from the north, they like to say, we're so much better than Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. But that's really not the case. We have problems in both areas, right?
I mean, beginning with the explosion in demographic that we have in these states, where overnight we have so many people come and live here when we were not ready to absorb and all these families that came from all over the place. So that created an issue. We were producing schools left and right. We realized pretty soon that the infrastructure was there, but the superstructure was not. So we have severe issue with lack of teachers. Every school year, anywhere from 700 to 2,000 teachers are not available for our children. The ones that come in as substitute teachers are not experienced teachers. Those are the ones that end up being in the schools with the higher number of risk and at need kids.
Because so at the Title I schools, the at-risk schools are getting the worst teachers?
In average. I mean, you think if you're a good teacher and you pay your dues, you want to go to a school that has less issues, right? So the tendency is that very experienced teachers tend to go to the suburbs, while new teachers end up in the poor schools. And there is an incentive. In fact, Nevada passed a law to give a little bonus to those teachers that want to do that extra work.
Sure.
And do that.
So, okay, let's talk about some of the kids that could be served by the Opportunity Scholarship. So, Opportunity Scholarships, if I'm a business, I can write off dollar for dollar my modified business tax for an Opportunity Scholarship. And that's how that works. So that's a way that we've gotten the community involved. So how many of these groups do we have around the state?
Three. One is called the 888 Foundation. There's another one called Dinosaurs and Roses. and then one up north, which is the Education Fund of Northern Nevada.
I love the acronym EFIN for Northern Nevada. And there's a cap on how much money can go into those, correct?
Yes. All three organizations cannot pass a cap of $5.5 million this year. That cap raises 10% every year.
Okay, and that's probably to make sure the state coffers are fine with a modified business tax to make sure that, that those folks aren't writing it off. So do you think that this is really going to, for me, I see school choice as creating kind of a competitive environment for the public schools where you have to get better in order to keep those kids because those dollars, and not all the dollars, they get to keep some, but those dollars, when a student leaves, those dollars now follow them to another institution. Do you think this is what public schools need to kind of keep that competition up and make sure you do have those good teachers in those schools?
Number one, I think we have a severe issue with overpopulation in the public school system. So it will alleviate some of that issue. So teachers don't have to teach 40 kids, 30 kids, maybe less than that. I believe in public school. I think in an ideal world, a public school system should give every child the education they deserve. They'll have great principals, great infrastructure, great teachers. Kids will grow. However, I've been in Las Vegas for 18 years, and that is not happening. In fact, it's getting worse every year. So why am I doing the work I'm doing? It's because I think that school choice is part of the solution. As charter schools are also school choice, came in place to be part of the solution. And also when children leave a public school, the money follows the child to a charter school. It hasn't been the end of the world because we have a charter school movement, right? Quite the opposite. They came and helped. And I see a school choice as in this huge pie that is educating a whole entire society, a whole entire generation, there's room for everybody. A school choice, especially the ESA, allows parents to, finish this whole concept of one size fits all and give the parents the opportunity to create a more customized school experience for their children.
Coco, I really appreciate coming in. That's where we're going to have to leave it. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call 800-213-9154.
To learn more about our senior plans from Angel Care Insurance Services, the average funeral now costs over $7,000, but the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Leaving your loved ones to pay your debt, our senior plans will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There is no medical exam, and you will have lifetime coverage. Your rates will never increase, your benefits will never decrease, and your plan cannot be canceled. To receive free information about our senior plans and their benefits, call the number on your screen now. Also, receive information about a free prescription discount card by calling now. There is no obligation. Operators are standing by.
Call 800-213-9154.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CCNN to other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with our PowerPoint panel. We have Dr. Eric Herzog with the University of Nevada, and we have Chris Wicker, who is a spokesman for the Washoe County Dems. And I do like to say, you know, Eric was my first political science professor at the University of Nevada, so I don't know if, you know, that will ruin your reputation.
We're proud of you as a graduate.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys coming. So we are taping the show. We're taping this show, you know, a little early. So I figured we're going to talk about something that will still be relevant in the next week or so, and that's the presidential race. I mean, I don't think I think we are really in a historical time. I mean, we're very turbulent. We have two people who are pretty unconventional as candidates. I mean, even Hillary Clinton, we have the first woman, you know, ever to be likely nominated. I don't think anything different's going to happen by her party. First woman, but, you know, first lady, you know, somebody who was married to a former president. Plus, we have this character. Usually when you have people that have never been elected to office, it's like a general, you know, like Zachary Taylor or Dwight Eisenhower. But we have this guy who has been a businessman, who has been in the spotlight for the last 30 years. And this is the guy that the Republicans have chosen to represent them. We're in a very kind of unconventional time. Have you seen anything like this before? I mean, is there any historical thing you can relate this to where we're at today?
Well, you know, I think reality TV is kind of a new development in what the nation watches. And we have our first reality TV star running for president. And so I don't know that there's a historical precedent for that. If you talk about the personal attacks that we've seen already, and we're just getting warmed up, you might have to go back to the days of when Andrew Jackson ran for president, and they said horrible things back then, but they didn't have the 24-hour news cycle that we have now.
Eric?
I would agree in that the environment has so changed with the 24-hour news cycle, and yeah, the reality TV star, you name it. You have had polarization like this before in terms of the parties, but now Daniel Patrick Moynihan's famous thing was, you're entitled to your own opinions, but you can't have your own set of facts. Oh, that's just been completely reversed. Now, it's like everybody's got their own facts. And you watch, you just flip through all the channels. And you can reinforce your beliefs by picking your news now, where as much as people made fun of the three network channels that you had when I was growing up, 50s, 60s, even into the 70s, you had a kind of common news core that was reported on the three major networks. You didn't have all the talking heads that immediately follow, you know, all the shows on MSNBC or Fox or CNN, which are not news shows. They are talk shows, more or less. That's completely changed how people think about politics, get their information about politics, and now we're adding yet another that younger people get it from, you know, The Daily Show or John Oliver.
Sure.
Although, I watch John Oliver all the time, so maybe that's my fountain of youth.
Well, and research has really definitively proved that people seek out information, yes, that reinforces their already existing beliefs. So it makes it very hard to change people's beliefs because they're not looking for that. They're looking to be reinforced.
So, Kenny, here's something goofy, and I don't know if we've seen this before. Chick-fil-A. If you buy Chick-fil-A, you know, Chick-fil-A is the conservative chicken sandwich place. I mean, the fact that we have politicized down to, you know, a chicken sandwich, do you think we're just seeing kind of politics and partisanship seep into all of these facets of life that have nothing to really do with public policy?
You're seeing that, although, I mean, way back, Ford was often demonized by various groups because of his personal opinions, Coke and Pepsi. And that's been around, but I would agree with you in the sense that I've never seen it now to where individual brands, and because the spokes or the owner gives X amount of dollars to a campaign. I think that's another element too, just how much money is just flowing into politics now. It's just no holds barred.
And people know it. I mean, people with the online news media we have and the 24-hour news cycle, people can figure out who's donating to who, unless they're giving to one of those super secret PACs, but some of them are wear it on their sleeve, like Chick-fil-A or Domino's Pizza or places like that. And so people kind of generally know. I don't know how, I haven't seen any research to see if it really affects people's buying habits, but they sure talk about it.
Well, let's talk about money in politics, because that's something that's going to be huge. You know, Donald Trump, people are saying he could be the first candidate, you know, not to raise, not to come to parity and to take public funding. I mean, first candidate, I think, since McCain took it in 2008, he may be taking it. That's some articles. Do you think a guy like Donald Trump can win with substantially fewer resources than a Hillary Clinton?
You know, we saw two phenomena in the primary so far. One was that Senator Sanders performed way beyond anybody's expectations.
And he makes a better capitalist than a socialist.
And he did so with small donations. And so he kind of a little bit put the lie to the need for this big money. And then Donald Trump claimed not to be taking all these donations, and people said, I support Trump because he's not bought by anybody. And but in the end, at the end of the day, big money is going to play a role. It just is.
Eric, really quick.
Big money will play a role. Trump is, I've been wrong on Trump. So, but what I see is when you go in the general election, yes, you're right, he's way behind on fundraising. If he takes public money, that's actually a sign of weakness these days. Donors aren't lining up to give to him. He doesn't have the ground organization. Sooner or later, this is going to catch up with him, I keep thinking.
All right, that's where I have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
The real estate market is on fire. If you want top dollar for your home, it's a great time to sell. With Marshall Realty's 90-day guarantee, you'll feel confident in selling your home right now. Call today to find out how you can take advantage of this hot market.
You have a choice when it comes to buying a Jeep. And now Fernley is the place to go. Don Weir is proud to introduce Fernley Jeep, the area's newest Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealership. Northern Nevada is Jeep country. So right now, during our grand opening sale, Fernley Jeep will beat any price in Nevada on a new Jeep. You heard right. We'll beat any price in Nevada on a new Jeep. Check out our great deals at FernleyJeep.com and visit the new choice for buying a Jeep. Fernley Jeep. Powered by trust. Driven by you.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at BobbyPages.com.
It's more than a celebration. It's a most spectacular offer. Come in this Wednesday and get twice the savings. That's right, this Wednesday, get a discount equal to double the sales tax. Our 4th of July sale continues at More Furniture for Less. And this Wednesday, we'll double your savings. Get a discount equal to double the sales tax. It's our 4th of July celebration, and it's on now at More Furniture for Less.
Do you want guaranteed results when selling your home? If you do, then you need an agent that will put his own money on the line. Marshall Realty does exactly that with their 90-day guarantee program. Call 787-7400 today to get your home sold guaranteed.
Tomorrow, Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to be talking to John Galtney and Kara Lucy.